You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Carol Morgan, and I am joined in studio today by Laura Kraft. We've got a great show today, so let's get started. Our first guest is Alex Tetherton, CEO of SR Homes. So, Alex, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
It's great to have you here. Before we begin, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Carol, I'm from Atlanta here originally, born and raised. Went to school down at Georgia Tech. And then when I got out of school, I went to go work for another builder here in Atlanta about 11 years ago. And then after that stint, started my own company 10 years ago here in Atlanta. And it was Alex G. Tetherton Homes. And then during the downturn, we reformed and retooled and came out of this as SR Homes and SR Companies. And SR Companies is just our corporate umbrella. And SR Homes is one of the companies that we do business as to the public. So that's mainly about me. I'm married, have three young children, three kids under 3 years of age.
So, Alex, tell us a little bit about SR Homes.
SR Homes is a home builder here in Atlanta. We have a lot of combined experience between myself, our two partners, Mark Whitmire and Frank Tetherton, and a lot of our employees are long-tenured guys here in the Atlanta real estate market. We build semi-custom to full-blown custom homes all over metro Atlanta. Anywhere from in town, inside the perimeter, to Decatur, DeKalb, up through Gwinnett, Forsyth, Cherokee, and Cobb counties. We build approximately 100 to 200 homes a year, and we believe in giving elastic values to our buyers.
So I know SR Homes has a philosophy of servant leadership. Share with us a little bit more about what that means.
We as an entire organization believe that for the last 4 or 5 years here in the metro Atlanta, we've had several groups of people who've either been laid off or hit kind of tough times. So we classify really good people who've been through tough times as either underemployed or unemployed, and we try to go to the marketplace and find those people to come work for us. And generally speaking, those people are honorable. They were down on their luck, and they needed some help. And so those people have great hearts. And so we believe that in all organization, things rise and fall in leadership. So we took the heart and the motive that if we're willing to serve our people, they in turn will serve us and our customers. And together, it tends to work. And we're not going to ask any one of our employees to do any one thing that we're not willing to do ourselves. So that's where servant leadership falls into play. And if everybody's serving each other at each level, then everybody tends to cohese a little better and love each other a little better, and our customers and our vendors and our trades, everybody tends to get a little better output.
That's a fantastic philosophy. It's kind of the charity starts at home. What I bet you've met some very interesting people by bringing them on board. What types of positions do they fill, and what kinds of walks of life are they from?
Our whole company is completely different than anything I ever thought it would turn out to be. When I was 22 years old, fresh out of college, I'd look around, I'd see all these different companies, and I would think that they were either more than they are or less than they are. And the truth of the matter is, unless you get inside the walls of any one company, you don't really know how it is or what it looks like. And then as I started to go work for different builders before I started my own company, that sort of molded you fresh out of college. And then, you know, life kind of happens and you sort of think it's going to be this way forever. And the only thing in this world that we know to be true is change, because the world's always changing. Nothing here on earth really lasts forever. To answer your question, we have people who have hit tough times, who've had to go out and make ends meet either in churches or in different lines of work than they ever thought they would be in. And they've brought all those experiences to our company. And it's really kind of bloomed the top of our tree into this bigger arena of different things we do and different ways we communicate to different folks that we come in contact with.
That's really neat. We're going to take a moment now, though, to pause for a commercial break, and we will be right back with more from Alex Tetherton Homes.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
So we are back on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio with Alex Tetherton with SR Homes. So tell us a little bit about the story behind your name.
It's kind of boring. I don't mind telling you when stuff's boring. I used to build under Alex G. Tetherton Homes, and it was completely fine. And when we first made our switch to Strong Rock Homes, which then evolved into SR Homes, the first thing we had to overcome was the name change. And during this time, so many builders were going out of business and they owed a bunch of people money. Folks who are not in their industry, they would call that, hey, I owe creditors a bunch of money. And so I'm basically foreclosing or filing bankruptcy to get away from different chapter proceedings. But that's not what we did at all. I unfortunately have a baby face, and have when I get a clean shave and put some style on my hair, everybody thinks I'm 18. And then I would show up, and we'd be building nice homes, and folks my parents' age wouldn't know where Alex was, even though I was standing before them. So we made this change to Strong Rock Homes. And during that time, for 90 days, we literally, our sales dried up a little bit. We had no idea what was going on. Come to find out, we had actually built a brand within the local area under Alex G. Tetherton Homes, so we sent a mass email out. We then morphed into SR Homes at that time. Same builder, different name, and things really started to take off. And where the lion came from was the lion's pretty endearing to our family. And so we had a former company called SF Properties, and we took the S and the F and turned it into S and R and took the lion with it.
Well, someday you will appreciate having a baby face and looking younger than you do. Seems like everyone does. So, you know, it's good. So let's talk about some of your more popular communities. Where are you building, and what types of homes, and what can buyers expect?
We have a lot of different communities all over Metro Atlanta. We have more communities coming online that haven't hit for people to look at. We build in Decatur, as do so many other folks. We build in Forsyth, and in Forsyth we have two or three communities we're really excited about. One we have in South Forsyth is called Greystone Manor, which is a gated community. Homes start in the high sixes and go to the millions. We've had good success so far coming out of the gates, no pun intended. We've built bigger homes than maybe some folks thought, but we're doing well there. It's a beautiful estate-sized community. And then we also have another community in North Forsyth called Williams Point that we're really excited about. And our model is up and going, and it'll be live to the public probably in 60 days. And it's right up 141 off of Hurt Bridge Road, and it's called Williams Point. And those are large home sites and 3,000 to 4,000 square foot homes. We're really excited about that. And that's our first stamp to the rest of the world of who we are, because we're the only builder in that neighborhood. And for the last 3 or 4 years, builders just been buying lots wherever they can, but we actually control that community as a whole. So we're really excited about that one.
That's great. Earlier you mentioned that SR Homes is semi-custom. How can buyers customize their home?
We give the opportunity for a lot of our buyers in certain situations to sit down with our team and make modifications to plans. We generally do not allow buyers to bring in full-blown custom plans, and we build those. That's really not where we're going. But we do draw plans together with the buyer from scratch if we need to on a napkin. In our more production neighborhoods, we have plenty of options that they can pull together and use to feel like they're getting a true experience, which they are. And then we have design showrooms, which allows them to go and pick out all their interior and exterior selections. So we have two different showrooms depending on where you're buying.
Let's talk a little bit about marketing, one of my favorite subjects. And before you leave today, I'm going to give you a copy of my new book, Social Media 3.0.
Okay, great.
And I know you use social media. Tell us a little bit about how you use it.
We use social media, and SR Homes utilizes social media vehicles to communicate newly emerging opportunities to our customers in order to shape our brand, which is centered around our core values and commitment to our customers and develop long-term customer relationships. We take our online presence very seriously, and we know that it is likely the first place where customers are going to look and go for research. So we want to make sure this information is available and that there's an additional platform for them to reach out and communicate their needs and experiences with us. And I think that's just something you're seeing with all these different vehicles like Pinterest and house.com. And I don't know if that's truly social media or not, but about a year ago, I went into a design room interviewing a designer, and she had all these pictures printed out from those folks and put on the wall. And I went in there, and 8 of the 20 pictures were actually my houses. And so I'm pretty familiar with how it can be. And I think social media is probably here to stay, and it's probably the new platform for media.
I think you've absolutely hit on it. Social media is viral, and if you do a great job with your brand and you build beautiful homes, then other people will do a lot of the heavy lifting for you.
I hope so. We really just want to deliver good homes for good values and have happy homeowners.
Yeah. Well, I hate to say it, but we are out of time. So tell us how people can get in touch with you.
Well, the best way to get in touch with me is through our website. We have a link there where you can send an email in, or you can contact any one of our sales agents on site, and their information is either on site in the community or on our website, and that's truly the best way to get a hold of me.
And what's your website address?
It's www.srhomes.com.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you being our guest today. So this is, I guess we're closing with Alex Tetherton, CEO of SR Homes.
Thank you, guys.
The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our next guest, Aaron Wilson.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
So, Carol, tell me about the deal of the day we have lined up.
We have a very exciting deal on the day from Harmony on the Lakes in Holly Springs. They are offering for their grand opening $5,000 any way you want it.
Any way I want it.
Any way you want it. So you could take that in closing cost or use it for part of your down payment and probably also use it for options and upgrades.
Awesome. So Holly Springs, is that up near Canton, Georgia?
That is in Canton. It's a large master plan community centered around a 38-acre lake where residents can enjoy fishing, canoeing, feeding the ducks, or the geese.
Oh, so a lake sounds nice. How about, do they have any other amenities?
They do have fantastic amenities, including a community activity center, of course, the private lake, tennis courts, and swimming pools. That's plural, pools.
Pools. Pools. So you have a lake and pools. That's a lot of water.
Yeah, it's a lot of water. And then, of course, there's fantastic homes, too. So they have their new garden row homes, which are from the 200,000s, and they feature brick siding, extensive hardwood flooring, upgraded kitchens with granite countertops, professional landscaping, and these are all new homes that come with a warranty.
Carol, so if I want to learn more about this, the $5,000, the amenities, where can I go?
Well, you can call 404-910-3220 for more information. That's the phone number for Fortress Real Estate, or you can visit them online at builtbyfortress.com. We're back with Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, where we are joined in studio by Aaron Wilson, who is on the board of directors with the Elm Street Cultural Arts Village, and she is also a realtor with Keller Williams Wilson Realty Group. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you. Before we get started, take a minute and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I have a background in theater, and so when I moved to Cherokee County in 2009, I immediately found the nearest theater, which was, at that point, Town Lake Arts Center. And so a couple years ago, they had the opportunity to move into downtown Woodstock and become Elm Street Cultural Arts Village. So I do 2 musicals there a year. I volunteer and sing and dance on stage, then also work behind the scenes on the board of directors, but also sell real estate, residential real estate in Cherokee County.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Elm Street Cultural Arts Village?
Well, Elm Street is a full-fledged community theater group. We have about 14 productions that are done every year annually. Once a month there's productions going on, productions that are written by the artistic director, Miss Gay Grooms, and also Broadway musicals like in 2012-2013 season, there was Once Upon a Mattress. And right now there's the Disney Jungle Book going on, and that's going to be performing this weekend. So we've got a lot of things going on, a lot of productions that are happening, but also there's some expansion plans going on that the group is moving on to. We'll be moving on to a four-acre parcel in downtown Woodstock and adding in visual arts and events on the green and other activities like that right in downtown Woodstock.
14 performances is a lot to have during a year. It must be a very active group of people, very dedicated. I know in addition to all of the different performances, there's other classes and events that are held at the facility. Could you share with our listeners some information on those?
Absolutely. Right now we have a full-fledged summer camp program going on. And so there are many students weekly on a weekly basis that come in the different age groups, and they produce during that five-day period a musical that they stage and perform on the Friday. So during the summer months here, students have the opportunity to come in and produce a musical of their own making and be able to perform it on that Friday. So the summer camp program is very popular. Then there's also improv workshops that happen, and throughout the year we also have a improv group that performs on a monthly basis on first Fridays during the first Friday Night Live for downtown Woodstock. They perform the first Friday of every month at 9 p.m. So there's lots of classes. There's visual arts classes that happen. There's classes and camps that happen during those fall break, spring break, and then, of course, during our summer program.
Earlier, you mentioned that the Cultural Arts Village moved to downtown Woodstock. What are some of the expansions that are going on, and what can people find?
Well, the expansion into downtown Woodstock, the original location only sat about 125 people, and the classroom space was very limited. So the main thing that has happened is the expansion of bringing in multiple opportunities for classes and doing bigger performances. So the space we're in right now, which is the Woodstock City Center, which is found at the corner of Main Street and Town Lake Parkway in downtown. It's the big brick building behind Hot Dog Heaven. And so one of the biggest changes has been being able to do larger performances. So the space right now can seat up to 500 people.
Also, aren't there two historical homes on site? And give us a little more information about those things.
Absolutely. Right now is a temporary location in the city center. The city of Woodstock has graciously allowed Elm Street to be in that location. But we also have had the privilege of purchasing 4 acres that is in right downtown, a couple blocks away. So that is where the two historical homes called the Granger House and the Reeves House. The Granger House is rehabilitated and is an art gallery right now. And then the Reeves House, we're actually actively fundraising to be able to rehabilitate that house, to house a visual arts program out of that building as well. So the 4-acre plot has an event green. It's beautiful. And then eventually in phase 3, we'll be building a theater on that location.
All right. Well, we will be right back after this commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
We're back with Erin Wilson. He's talking to us about Elm Street Cultural Arts Village. Erin, I just want to follow up a little bit. Let's talk about downtown Woodstock. Everyone loves downtown Woodstock. Why?
Well, the Downtown Development Council has done a phenomenal job bringing development into downtown Woodstock, and it really is kind of a hip place. I mean, there's 16 restaurants, there is a plethora of upscale shopping, and if you go at any time, there's lots of places that offer live music, and even on lunch hours, we go into downtown Woodstock and just pick a different restaurant. Last night when my daughter was in rehearsal, we went to the Century House Tavern restaurant and had a fabulous date night while my daughter was in rehearsal. So it is a beautiful location, and we frequent there multiple times a week.
So downtown Woodstock is obviously a huge draw for buyers looking to move to Woodstock. What else is drawing them to the area?
Woodstock, of course, Cherokee County schools are fantastic. Then also, I believe that families can buy homes, single-family homes, at reasonable prices, and having space, having backyards where their kids can ride their bikes out front, and where families really can live and thrive in Woodstock.
So what does the real estate market in Woodstock look like presently?
Well, it's very exciting, everything that's happening. We've had a 12% increase in value since last year at this time. Inventory is very low, so sellers are getting everything that they're asking for when they put their homes on the market. It's just letting them know that it's time. It's time to put your houses on the market. So, of course, as a real estate agent, that is something that's very important to the economic growth. Now, the other thing that's happening is the outlet mall that's coming into Woodstock. And that was the other thing, the other main event that's coming into...
Wait, oh. You said outlet mall?
I did say outlet
Ooh,
mall.
Ooh, tell us
the
more.
Outlet shops at Atlanta on exit 9 for 575. It is opening on July 17th. Now, we have a grand opening VIP event that the proceeds go to Elm Street Cultural Arts Village. It is a $10 ticket. The tickets can be purchased at elmstreetarts.org. And click on VIP event for the outlet mall. And you can purchase tickets for $10. That goes straight to Elm Street to support the fundraising events there. But that night, July 17th from 6 to 10 p.m., you will receive, with your ticket, you will receive $250 worth of coupons for the outlet mall shops. And there will be giveaways. There's live music. It's a big event. And we're expecting in attendance of about 4,000 people that evening.
And we can shop that night?
Yes, ma'am. Ooh. That's the first night you can shop.
Laura, is it a date?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
$250 in coupons. We can shop that night with, 4,000 of our closest friends.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds like a fun time to me.
Absolutely.
So what else? What else is special about Woodstock? Why do people love it?
Well, I particularly like the hometown feel. Cherokee County reminds me a lot of upstate New York, where I grew up. And so having that hometown feel, but also not having to drive an hour to get to a great restaurant with great music, where we can go 20 minutes away, 15 minutes away, right into downtown, and then also go and have some fabulous entertainment right at Elm Street. So it's a perfect fit.
So you shared with us on the break that sales are really hot in Woodstock. Tell us exactly how hot are they. What listings do you have available currently?
Well, currently, our listing inventory is extremely low. We have sold off 99% of our inventory in the last 45 days. So it's been an extremely hot market, and so it's important for buyers to come in pretty close to the asking price, because the average houses are going at 99% of their asking price right now. So to be educated, to get a great real estate agent that can help them in finding the homes, but also sellers need to be aware that it's time to put their houses on the market if they're ready to move.
Wow. So it's definitely a great time to buy. And if they aren't thinking about buying or selling, they should be. So tell us, if our listeners want more information on Elm Street or on you at Keller Williams, how can they reach you?
Okay. Well, for Elm Street, you'll want to go to www.elmstreetarts.org. That will have everything, the schedule, ticket purchasing information, as well as the VIP event that you'll want to get your $10 ticket. That will help to support the fundraising efforts for Elm Street. And then as far as reaching our team, it's Wilson Realty Group. We've got a team of four agents that work in Cherokee and Cobb County, and specialize in Woodstock. And you can reach us at wilsonkw.com.
Well, that wraps this week's show. On behalf of our guest, Alex Teeterton, Aaron Wilson, and host, Carol Morgan, we'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.